Alberto Fernandez, a State Department spokesman, says the United States is concerned by the way the Egyptian government ran parliamentary elections.
Violence that was used by government people against candidates, violence against the press, harassment of independent domestic observers. Those are issues that we were concerned about, and we're still concerned about them.
To show its displeasure, the Bush administration uninvited an Egyptian official delegation that was to discuss a long-awaited free trade agreement with the United States. Dr. Amra Hamzawi, a senior associate at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace in Washington, believes this move is a warning signal to President Mubarak following the election violence and the conviction of Ayman Nour, the opposition candidate in the presidential elections.
The performance of the Egyptian government in the parliamentary elections of 2005, they resorted to the tactics of the 1990s and even of the elections of 2000, excessive repression, excessive use of security forces to limit the ability of Egyptian voters to go and cast their ballot. Secondly, the imprisonment of Ayman Nour, and we all know that the process is highly politicized, regardless of whether these charges are true or not true.
Nabil Fahmy, Egyptian ambassador to the United States, defended the pace of the reform process in Egypt.
I think the Americans see a process moving forward in Egypt. I think they will always want it to move a little bit quicker, because that's the nature of the American character. And I think we will always be a bit slow, because that's the nature of the Egyptian character.
Some Congress members, doubting the commitment of President Mubarak to political pluralism and real democracy, are urging the Bush administration to cutting the $1.8 billion of aid that goes to Egypt. Dr. Amra Hamzawi believes the United States government must take strong measures.
Freezing free trade negotiations, moving maybe to a partial conditionality of military and economic assistance to political reform, and doing this while explaining to the Egyptian public the background, which is extremely important for the image of the U.S.
Dr. Hamzawi says the Egyptian government has marginalized liberal and central parties and has given Egyptians a stark choice between an authoritarian government and an Islamist opposition. He says the United States now has to push for real democratic reform in Egypt. Egyptian Ambassador Nabil Fahmy says Egypt is still interested in leading the way to democratization of the Middle East.
If they see a success story in Egypt, one that works for the Egyptians themselves, it will have a very good message in other countries.
Political analysts say the Bush administration may have a three-pronged strategy for encouraging reform in Egypt. One is to work with the reformers within the ruling party. The president's son, Gamal Mubarak, and others are considered to be a new guard in the party. The second is to supporting liberal elements outside the ruling party. And the third is to seek to engage the powerful Islamist opposition. That may be even more of a priority following the victory of Islamic Hamas organization in Palestinian elections. Mohammed El-Shinawi, VOA News.